My father's an architect, yeah. And recently he's gotten into bird photography.
I
He's
see.
become obsessed with birds.
He's a birder.
And my mother, my parents are divorced. My mother on her own also has become obsessed with birds. And in her home, she has surrounded it with different kinds of bird feeders to an extent that I'd never seen before, including like things like suet. Do you know what suet is?
I have no idea
It's
what that is.
disgusting. It's like beef fat, and you put it in a little cage, and it attracts certain kinds of birds that would never come to your house otherwise, like hummingbirds and whatever.
They like beef fat?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's if it's readily available, they'll eat it. Me personally, I'm a vegetarian, but long story short is that when I go back to Maine, which I've been trying to do for, a couple months in the summer, I sublet my apartment here in Brooklyn and I get out and go back to Maine, is that I hear tons of birds.
This may be a good thing. I mean, Messiaen loved birds.
Yeah, well, I know.
The French composer Olivier Messiaen.
Yes, and I like his music a lot, but I don't like his bird music. It doesn't do anything for me. But I do like actual bird music, and the one that I'm really obsessed with is called the thrush.
The thrush.
Yeah, there's a wood thrush, and it's an unbelievable sounding bird. Actually, you know what? I have, if you want to hear it, I do have.
I do want to hear it.
You want? Should I pull up the wood thrush from
Pull up
my
the wood
iTunes?
thrush.
Unbelievable. Oh, this is great. Where is it? There we go. Yeah, so this is like some field recordings of different birds. I have the hermit thrush, the Swainson's thrush, but I'll play you the wood thrush. It's happening,
It's
right?
a horn, you know. You can do a horn line off of
I
that.
know. He's changing keys and there's that kind of, multiphonic type thing and so that's the kind of bird that I heard a lot when I was like, a nearsighted child wandering around my house in Penobscot, Maine. I didn't get diagnosed with being nearsighted until I was about 7, because I learned how to read as a young kid, and they didn't notice it in school that I was nearsighted until they started, getting into things that I didn't know already. So I kind of wandered around with blurry vision like a Monet painting until I was about 7 years old, listening to the wood thrush. So you can see how I ended up the way I am,
That's amazing.
Something, right? It's better live. It's like jazz music. I mean, when you're really there and you're in the environment, I mean, I could listen to it for hours.